Self-employment, business income and expenses. Self-employment income is generally earned by a sole proprietor or an independent contractor from a trade or business. A sole proprietor generally reports all self-employment income and expenses on Schedule C. Gross income includes all income from a trade or business. The requirements for an expense from a trade or business to be deductible from self-employment income are: they need to be ordinary business expense, they need to be necessary for the purpose of business, and they need to be reasonable. Compensation: cash and the fair market value of property paid to an employee as a reasonable compensation are deductible by the employer. Rent: advance rent expenses should be allocated over the period of time for which the premises may be used as a result of such payments. Meal expenses: qualifying business meal expense is deductible by 50% of the meal expense incurred. Business meal includes food and beverages provided to a customer. It is not deductible if neither the taxpayer nor an employee of the taxpayer is present at the meal. No deduction for meals that are lavish or extravagant. There is no deduction for meal expense over $75 for which the claimant did not provide substantiating evidence. Meals purchased while traveling are 50% deductible. Travel expenses: a deduction is allowed for travel expenses while away from home in the pursuit of trade or business. Travel expenses are deductible while away from home overnight on business, except for: 1. The travel that is primarily personal in nature. 2. Travel expenses of the taxpayer's spouse. 3. Commuting between home and work. 4. Attending investor meetings. 5. Travel as a form of education. Expenses on employee's spouse is not deductible unless: 1. The spouse is employee of the taxpayer. 2. Travel of the spouse is for bona fide purpose. 3. Such expense would otherwise be deductible by spouse. If an employer treats the non-deductible travel expense as compensation to the employee, they may be fully deductible as compensation. Treating them as compensation requires withholding income tax, including the amounts on the employee's W-2, and deducting them in the employer's tax return as compensation. A deduction for adjusted gross income is allowed for travel expenses while away from home in connection with trade or business. However, transportation is deductible only if trip is primarily related to the taxpayer's trade or business. If more days are spent for personal purposes than for business purposes, none of the transportation is deductible. Foreign travel: traveling expenses of a taxpayer who ventures outside of the United States must be allocated between the time spent on the trip for business and time spent for pleasure. No allocation is required for the cost of getting to and from the destination when the trip is for no more than 1 week. The taxpayer can establish that a personal vacation was not the major consideration, or the personal time spent on the trip is less than 25% of the total time away from home. Entertainment expenses: generally expenses for entertainment that are ordinary and necessary to the business are no longer deductible. Automobile expenses: actual expenses for automobile use are deductible. Example: services, repairs, gas, etc. Alternatively, the taxpayer may deduct the standard mileage rate, being 5.75 per mile for all miles of business use. Taxes: Taxes paid or accrued in a trade or business are deductible. Taxes paid or accrued to purchase property are treated as a part of cost of property. Occupational license taxes are deductible. Property tax on real and personal property is an itemized deduction for individuals. Property tax on business property is a business expense. Taxes assessed for local benefit that tends to increase the value of real property are added to the property's adjusted basis. Income taxes. State and local taxes imposed on net income of an individual are not deductible on Schedule C. They are deductible as personal itemized deduction. They are not a business expense of a sole proprietorship. Federal income taxes generally are not deductible. Insurance expenses. Trade or business insurance expenses paid or incurred during the tax year is deductible. A cash method taxpayer may not deduct a premium before it is paid. Prepaid insurance must be apportioned over the period of coverage. However, a cash method taxpayer can deduct prepaid premiums if the 12-month rule applies. That is, a contract is 12 months or less and does not extend beyond the next taxable year. Bad debts. A bad debt is a loss that occurs when the customer does not pay amounts owed or an investment becomes worthless. A bad debt deduction is allowed in the year the debt becomes worthless. For a partially worthless business debt, deduction may be claimed to the extent they are worthless and specifically written off. A business bad debt is treated as an ordinary loss. With respect to the non-business bad debt, a partially worthless non-business bad debt is not deductible. A wholly worthless non-business debt is treated as a short-term capital loss. Loan costs. Costs for business borrowings are generally deductible. Cost of obtaining a loan other than interest are deductible over the period of the loan. Points are treated as interest. They must be amortized over the period of the loan. However, ordinary points on acquisition and indebtedness of a principal residence may be treated as a current deductible loan cost. Prepaid interest in any form must be amortized over the period of the loan. Business gifts. Gifts can constitute as a business deduction. They are limited to $25 per recipient per year. There are exceptions for items that do not cost the taxpayer in excess of $4 and on which the name of the taxpayer is clearly imprinted, and for signs and display racks to be used on the recipient's business premises. These may be given without limit as long as they meet the ordinary and necessary test. Husband and wives are considered to be a single taxpayer and are subject to a single $25 limit. Employee Achievement Awards. Up to $400 of the cost of Employee Achievement Awards is deductible by an employer for all non-qualified plan awards. An Employee Achievement Award is a tangible personal property awarded as a part of meaningful presentation for safety achievement or length of service. Deduction of qualified plan awards is limited to $1,600 per year. A qualified plan award is an employee achievement award provided under an established written program that does not discriminate in favor of highly compensated employees. If the average cost of all employee achievement awards is greater than $400, then it is not a qualified plan award. Startup and organizational cost. Taxpayers can deduct up to $5,000 of startup cost and $5,000 of organizational cost in the taxable year in which the business begins. All deductible expenses occur prior to the start or purchase of the business. Any startup or organizational cost in excess of $5,000 are capitalized and amortized proportionately over an 180-month period beginning with the month in which the active trade or business begins. The total startup or organizational cost deducted for the first year equals the sum total of the $5,000 limit and the amortized amount allocated to the first year. These amounts are reduced but not below zero by the cumulative cost of the startup cost or organizational cost that exceed $50,000. Syndication fees are not organizational expenses. Vacant land. Interest and taxes on vacant land are deductible. Medical reimbursement plans. The cost of medical reimbursement plan for employees is deductible by the employer. Any reimbursement in excess of the medical expense is included in the income of the employee. Political contributions and lobbying expenses. Contributions to the political party or candidate and lobbying expenses are not deductible. Intangibles. The cost of intangibles must generally be capitalized. Tax-exempt income. An expenditure related to producing tax-exempt income is not deductible. Public policy. A trade or business expense may not be deductible if allowing the deduction would frustrate the public policy. Example, fines and penalties, illegal bribes, etc. Miscellaneous ordinary and necessary business expenses are deductible. Capital expenditure. Capital expenditure includes those that add to the value or prolong the life of the property or adapt the property to a new or different use. Items costing a small amount may normally be expensed as long as consistent policy is followed. Rental property income and expense. The expense for rental property must be allocated between personal and rental use. Deductions are only allowed for those expenses related to the rental expense. In order to qualify to deduct these amounts, the taxpayer must pass the minimum rental use test, which states that the property must be rented for at least 15 days to qualify as a business use. In addition, if the taxpayer uses the residence for personal use more than either 14 days or 10% of the days it is rented, the deductions are further limited.